We're going to bring in now Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com to talk about the big game this weekend, Packers-Ravens, 10 a.m. The coverage begins on K107.1 and streaming live at K107.com. The kickoff set for noon. Packers coming into this game at 2-2. I think, Brian, we can both agree that no matter what happens this weekend, at least we're not 0-6.
No doubt about it. That's not a good place to be.
Wow, unbelievable what the Giants are going through right now. All right, Brian Caribou joins us. Packers-Ravens. Ravens obviously winning the Super Bowl last year. Are we getting a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover feel from this team? They don't seem to be as sharp as they were last year, but then again, they also lost a lot of pieces.
Yeah, the Ravens lost a lot in free agency and retirement, too. I think especially when you look at those leaders they have on defense, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. I mean, those guys were the best players at their respective positions for some time in the NFL. And you know, not just that, losing Paul Kruger, a bunch of guys, Anquan Boldin, who already took care of the Packers in week one of the season. But those were good players. And to lose all that, this is not the same Baltimore Ravens team. They're kind of in a building type of year, but there's still pieces to build around, though, with Joe Flacco and Ray Rice and guys like that. So it's not a Super Bowl team from a year ago, but still a good team.
You mentioned a team that lost some leaders on defense. The Packers are going to be one of those teams for at least the next month. No Clay Matthews. I think Brad Jones battling an injury this week, too. Very depleted at the linebacking core. Who do we need to step up this weekend? And how long, do you know, are we going to be without Clay?
It appears Clay Matthews is going to miss approximately a month. Now, whether that means 4 games or 5 games right now, not really sure. But, yeah, Nick Perry and Mike Neal are going to really have to step up in the meantime with Clay Matthews out. And the good news for both of those guys is they both might be coming off the best games of their career last week against the Lions. Nick Perry had 2 sacks. Mike Neal added a sack. So these guys are kind of trending in the right direction right now, kind of figuring out the outside linebacker position. They both either, with Mike Neal, he's changed to the position, switched positions, and but Nick Perry, he's still pretty young, but they're both kind of figuring it out right now, so there's kind of hope that maybe these guys can hold down the fort while Clay is gone.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Of course, when we talk, Brian, we talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers. We talk a lot about the running backs, the receivers for the Packers. What are some of the matchups this weekend that we want to look to that maybe guys that we haven't mentioned too much on the show?
I think there's kind of two interesting matchups to watch this Sunday. One would be Packers cornerback Sam Shields against Torrey Smith of the Ravens, that wide receiver. He is really, really fast. He already has over 500 yards receiving this year. And Sam Shields, as you know, is really fast, too. So it's kind of this speed-on-speed matchup. But two really good players going up against one another. Torrey Smith is one of the few weapons the Ravens actually have. When you switch sides of the football, I think another key matchup will be Packers rookie left tackle David Bakhtiari against Terrell Suggs of the Baltimore Ravens, another pass-rushing outside linebacker. Bakhtiari in his rookie year has kind of had one of those years where you think he's really promising, but he's been prone to some rookie mistakes now and then, and he's going up against one of the best of the league in Terrell Suggs. So he'll have to hold up, and maybe the Packers might have to give him some help.
I'm talking again with Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, and you can, if you missed any of our chat, you can listen to it at CheeseheadTV.com a little later today. One thing you don't want to do is go back to our preseason archives, because pretty much all we talked about was how worried we were about Mason Crosby. Quietly, what was he, the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week? He seems to be doing just fine.
Mason Crosby is doing terrific right now. A perfect 9-for-9 on the season, 5-for-5 in his last game. If you go back to the end of last year, I think he's made something like 15, I think, straight kicks. I mean, he's in a groove right now, and he's just not a guy to worry about for the time being. He seems to have gotten everything back, and you know, the Packers took away some money from him, and during the offseason he agreed to a restructured contract. And now if Mason Crosby is on the roster for this game against the Ravens, he's making a cool $400,000 just for being on the roster against the Ravens, meaning he wasn't cut by then, which was kind of the worry heading into the season.
Well, congratulations for him on a healthy payday there. Brian, the matchup this weekend, noon game, 10 o'clock, the coverage on K107.1. Of course, we'll have the game for you as we do all season. This is really a game, when I look at it, nothing would surprise me. If we got blown out, if we blew them out, nothing would surprise me this week. I think a lot of people are being optimistic going in that 24-20 range for a Packer win. Where are you? What are you feeling right now?
This is a real tough one. I've kind of been going back in my mind quite a bit. The Packers are 2-0 at home this year, but 0-2 on the road. And this is one that's not going to come easy going into the home of the defending Super Bowl champions. I think the Packers are better than what they've shown so far this year. I think they can come away with a win on the road for the first time this season. I'm calling for like a 28-24 win. Would I be surprised if the Packers lost? Not really, but I think they're better than what they've showed this year. So I say the Packers come out with a win.
Hopefully they're better than the Ravens on Sunday, and again, we'll find that out right here on K107.1. We'll recap it all on Monday with Brian. In the meantime, check out his work, cheeseheadtv.com. Brian Caravu, thank you as always for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you Monday.